Demetrius and Philip, living proof that Eric does have friends.
Because we're not paying those guys.
Back to Q105's The Morning After.
8:35. Are you still, Philip, are you still looking at me weird because I haven't shaved in like 4 months?
I don't have contacts in or glasses, so I thought it was actually trimmed, and it's not. I got a little bit closer. Like, no, you look real rugged.
Is it bad, D? Mm. Do I need to get rid of it? You can say it.
No. I mean, it looks like, I don't know, you're trying to go more outdoorsy.
Yeah. Like, you know, like bare.
Like you'd stand outside for maybe an extra 5 minutes.
He came into the store, and he met my boss, Katie. And I was like, "Boss Katie, this is my old boss, Eric." And they started talking about me in a weird way.
Is that how you really introduced
them?
That's
how I introduced them.
"Boss Katie, this is my old boss, Eric."
Exactly, yeah.
Until I've, you know...
I have to go over here now, boss.
Until I was traded over here. This has been a pleasure. He don't pay much.
But they conversated about me as if I wasn't standing there. It made me feel really awkward about like my personality. Yeah. And
I feel ocularly accosted when I see your stuff on Instagram.
I think it's does too.
I was in Bloomington and I was like, "You know who this is?" I was like, I'm like, "This is why I stopped looking at Instagram." And they're like, "Who's that?" I'm like, "This is my friend Philip."
Don't let me be the reason. You stay on Instagram.
You are the reason.
Reason that we're here.
I'll keep it going until I get sick of it. I'll try to keep it tight.
Like, it's not bad, but like, you just look real homely. That's all.
It's that time of year. Like, I just hate all this stuff. Like, I've been saying all week, and it was a little tricky coming in this morning, coming down. Was it Detroit or? It looked like black ice.
Yeah.
Nobody ever slipped on sunshine in July. Yeah. I never had to warm up my car for the air conditioning. And like, I hate this stuff, and I think we're going to get pummeled.
Most likely. That's going to be a thing.
Let's do a little Urban Dictionary spelling bee, okay?
I'm so bad at this.
This is a word that gets used a lot where I'm from in Philadelphia. And, Philip, I'll give you this. Mm. Use.
Oh, use, yeah.
Use. Second person plural. Use.
Like use all gonna go to the store like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, what are yous up to this weekend?
Y-O-U-S. Use.
That's incorrect. It's Y-O-U-S-E.
Yep.
Again, what? Yep. Where did the E come from?
First of all these words you could easily argue. Right. You're absolutely right. They're all made up.
This is true. This is very true.
D.
Yes, sir.
Poot. Not like the Russian president or our president.
Like a poot it?
Word describing a brief flatulatory experience. Poot.
P-O-O-T.
Bang!
Poot.
That's correct.
Is that right?
Yep.
I feel like there was a U in there.
Poot. No, I just go, what real word? And then I'm like, boot.
Phil,
then I spell it with the P.
Listen closely. I'm not saying something racial or ethnic.
Oh, my God.
Pagro. not the N-word.
Yeah, I need a definition, please.
I can't give you the definition because then you'll figure it out. I want you to try to spell this.
Pagro.
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 P-E-G-R-O.
Can I steal?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pagro. P-A-G-R-O-W.
Close.
E.
You're both wrong. To be passively aggressive towards someone, P-A-G-G-R-O, Pagro.
He uses that word. I've never heard that word before. Probably because it's too close to the... Never mind.
You want this one?
Sure.
You didn't do a steal. Snozzle bang.
Oh, that's easy.
I'll give you the definition.
Yeah, sure.
When you sneeze while you're performing an oral act. Snozzle bang. I've done this before, by the way.
That's disgusting.
Oh my God, that's so gross.
Snozzle bang.
S N O Z Z E L B A N G.
If there were two options, you went with the wrong one.
L E
A L.
A L. Snozzle.
S N O Z A L B A N G.
We'll see.
Is it two words?
No, it's one word.
That's ridiculous.
This is the fault of the proctor. You're not pronouncing the words correctly.
Snozzle bang.
Snozzle.
Snozzle.
You got that Philly accent. You should not be saying words.
Philip.
Mm-hmm.
Vake. Vake. This is pretty. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Definition. Thank you.
A person who acts like a vape god, but has never seen a vape in real life. A fake vapor.
Oh, so V-A-K-E.
Nice job.
Yeah, there we go. Well, the definition helps.
I thought it was like a Transylvania black person. Like, I'm fully vake. You know, stay vake.
Stay vake, Toledo.
Stay vake, Toledo. No. I'm Vogue.
This is for you. Minich. Minich.
Minich.
I believe I'm pronouncing this correctly. A Jew with a big nose. In other words, me. I've never been called this before. Minich.
What's it? Minich?
Yeah, so give it. Minich. Or perhaps Minich.
R-A-C-I-S-T.
Did you say R-A?
Racist? Philip, would you like to steal Minich or Minich?
Minich is what we're going to say. M-I-N-I-K-E?
Close. M-I-N-N-I-C-H.
Still racist.
You know what you should do? You should say the word. Let us give you a definition and the spelling, because this isn't right.
Couple more. We know who's certain. Philip, is your
turn? I think
it's
my turn, yeah.
Yeah.
Horngry.
Like when you're...
horny and hungry?
Yeah.
Yup, like hangry, but horngry.
Who is that? Like, you gotta pick one.
I've done that before.
H-O-R hyphen A-N-G-R-Y.
D, would you like to steal?
H-O-R-N-G-R-Y.
That's correct.
Horngry.
All right. D, this is for you.
Yes, sir.
Teeples.
Teeples.
I will give you the definition. Teeples, a rare penile infection in which the penis becomes lopsided, shrinks, and develops sores and warts.
That's when you take steroids.
It's typically caused by an extreme case of masturbation. Teeples.
What? I need to Google this. Oh, my God.
It's on Urban Dictionary. I don't think it's actually a clinical definition. Can you just spell teeples?
T-E-P-E-L-E-S.
That's correct.
I feel like that was what I was going to go with. There's a lot of E's in there. Yeah. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. At first, I was like, here's the steeple. And then I was going to like throw the end of people on that.
Open the door, here's the teeples.
Yeah. Just all warty and shrunken. That's gross.
Before 9 o'clock this morning, D, I think it's, we'll talk about something I think you and Kara might have to do with Cohen at some point. And I think it's easier than ever. So we'll do that before 9 o'clock here on Q105. The 5 o'clock.